This is a radio pastor for the day by Hank Block for May 2024. Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by his grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. Over the last several months, we have examined some of the meanings of the meal offering as seen in the second chapter of Leviticus. Today, the beauties of Christ, as seen in the meal offering, will continue to be the object of our contemplation. In this visit, we will consider some forbidden ingredients. The whole of Leviticus chapter 2 should be read, but at this time I will only underline the verse where the forbidden ingredients are mentioned as intricate parts of the meal offering. It says in verse 11, "No meat offering which you shall bring unto the Lord shall be made with leaven, for ye shall burn no leaven nor any honey in any offering of the Lord made by fire." No leaven, that is yeast, was ever to be added to the flour in the meal offering. Leaven in Scripture always speaks of evil and influential wickedness, either in doctrine or in practice. Of course, this ingredient had to be absent from anything that spoke of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he was absolutely sinless. Honey was also to be missing from this list of ingredients. Now, as leaven is the expression of that which is positively evil in the old nature, we may regard honey as the significant symbol of that which is apparently sweet and attractive in the natural man, in the old nature. Therefore, both were disallowed of God, both were carefully excluded from the meal offering as unfit for the altar. No doubt, there are some good moral qualities in every person. Often, an unsafe person may even be nicer than a Christian, but it must be remembered, honey found no place in the meal offering, nor in its antitype, the Lord Jesus Christ. He did all things as directed by the Holy Spirit, not in his own will. The blessed Lord Jesus knew how to give nature and its relationships their proper place. He knew how much honey was convenient only when it was necessary. But he could say to his mother, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" In other words, nature's claims were never allowed to interfere with the presentation of God of all the energies of Christ's perfect manhood. Mary, and others too, might have thought that her human relation to the Blessed One gave her some peculiar claim or influence on merely natural grounds. But then take, for example, the verses that said, "There came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee." What was the reply of the true meal offering? Did he at once abandon his work in order to respond to nature's call? By no means. Had he done so, it would have been to mingle honey with the meal offering, which could not be. The honey was faithfully excluded on this, as on every other occasion when God's claims were to be attended to. Instead of the honey of natural affections and relationships, the power of the Spirit, that is the oil, and the odor of the frankincense were blessedly exhibited by the Lord Jesus. Oh, that we too may put our relationships in the proper perspective while in the service of God. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.